Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 206.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com. Listen, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level, and that's what this show is all about. And today, I interview an entrepreneur that's been in the biz for a long time, and she's developed some training courses and modules that's going to help you scale your business by using virtual assistants. So without further ado, let's play that interview. And I am so excited. We've got a special guest on the show today, Laura Pennington. She's an inner city teacher turned freelance writer and digital project manager. She now coaches others how to build amazing lifestyle businesses from home. And if you've listened to this podcast at all, you know, that's what we're about, helping you take your business, your money, your life to the next level through your entrepreneurial ventures. So, Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. It says here that you have started a training and you are teaching people how to hire their first VA. How did you get into that?
I actually started my entrepreneurial journey being a freelance writer, which is something that I still do, but I have, you know, that is my main business and then two sort of side businesses. And early on in my freelancing career, I was tapped by some people who had major projects that needed to be carried out by companies like TrueCar and Microsoft. They wanted to hire digital freelancers like writers, virtual assistants, data entry specialists to carry out a particular project. And someone hired me initially as a project manager to do that. And I learned the hard way, you know, how valuable somebody like that can be for your business, but you have to go about hiring them the right way. And so my virtual assistants and my digital team are crucial to me getting done everything I need to do in a given day. You know, I have three businesses. I'm also a PhD candidate in public policy. We're a military family. We move a lot. So my virtual assistants help me maintain sanity in an increasingly chaotic world. And so I like to teach other entrepreneurs how they can leverage their time and truly scale their business by outsourcing.
Absolutely. You know, the biggest downturn I see a lot of guys that are onboarding with us is just feeling overwhelmed, like they have to be everything and do everything. And you're showing that through just leveraging other people's times and efforts and talents, you can get a lot more done. That's awesome. So how, if someone wanted to get a hold of you and get some of your training material on how to do that, where would they go?
The website that has all of my advice about, you know, time management, productivity, outsourcing is called betterbizacademy.com, and you can get a free report of 70-plus tasks that you can begin outsourcing to someone else. Oftentimes, we don't see the value of it until you sort of jog your brain and get those creative juices flowing. And once you realize everything that you can begin to take off your plate, it can be really powerful.
Wow. Very good. Very good. I'm just going to ask you a series of questions. I sort of emailed them beforehand so that I wouldn't take you off guard. But I always like when I'm talking to entrepreneurs, get some information, pull some value from them so that the folks at TerryWilson3.com can sort of glean from. Because we have people that are coming from all different walks of life, independent sales reps in the insurance and real estate world and direct sales. And they're always trying this whole new idea of working from home with just a laptop and with a blog. It's new for a lot of guys. And so I always like to get them in front of other people so they can hear their war stories, how they're doing and some of those things. So let me just ask you, what has been the most rewarding, time or adventure you've had thus far being an entrepreneur?
I think that the most rewarding venture that I've had thus far was last year. I spent about 8 months managing a team of about 20 writers that were producing more than 400 blogs every single month for a digital marketing agency. And I was sort of thrown, dumped in feet first, and it was a very quick learning curve, and I gained a lot of valuable information about how to hire people, how to run a team effectively, how to use project management software, you know, the importance of guidelines and instructions, and that's really been infused into the way that I manage my business and teach other people to do it as well.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. That's a lot of moving parts you just went over there. So you did get baptized with fire.
That's right.
What has been your biggest failure or challenge, should I say, thus far, being an entrepreneur?
I would say that I got kind of fed up with my business towards the end of 2014. You know, I hit the six-figure mark within 18 months of getting started part-time, and about a year into that, jumped full-time. And when I kind of burned out the following year after doing all these things myself, the very first thing I did was outsource, but I did it in the wrong way. So all of 2015, I outsourced to other people. It was just shy of an epic disaster with my business. It took me probably the first 2 months of 2016 to get back on track, to get into a groove that where I was managing all the work, but I wasn't feeling burned out and I was outsourcing the right way.
Absolutely. That is key, knowing what to delegate and what to sort of hold close, isn't it?
Yeah, precisely, because I think you can go in the wrong direction either way. So if you're outsourcing nothing and doing everything yourself, I call that being on the street burnout boulevard. But if you try to give too much to everybody else, then basically I discovered that I really didn't like being a full-time people manager. And so that was just really exhausting as well. There's a good medium, though.
There's a good fine balance. And guys, if you're hearing Laura speak, you're going to hear a lot of this is scientific, but a lot of this is art, you know, and getting in front of people like Laura that have sort of been there, played this song and understands the ebb and flow. It goes a long way of letting them sort of take some of the bruises for you so they can say, hey, play the song this way. So you'll have a better tune at the end of the day. So let me ask you this. What do you feel the secret sauce is to your success as an entrepreneur? What's the secret ingredient that you can share with our audience that you feel like helps you to scale your business and to not only scale it, but to enjoy it?
For me, it has been focusing specifically on ideal clients. So when I got started as a freelancer and project manager, I was so thrilled that anyone was willing to hire me that I pretty much said yes to everybody and quickly learned that working on projects that weren't fulfilling for me or where the client was kind of a nightmare ended up taking all of my time and energy and didn't really lead to a positive outcome for the client either. So I focused almost specifically on my ideal clients. That's the only people I work with. I turn people down all the time. I fire clients who are no longer ideal for me. And that's really allowed me to have a business that serves me so that I can have time off. And, you know, I know my clients really well. They know me. They know they can trust me. And that's really been the secret recipe.
So I hope the members at Cherry Wilson 3 just heard what she said, and you've heard me say it in some of the training in your back office. For those who are not members, I have a cliche, a saying, a mantra that, you know, not everyone's a fit. You got to learn when to pitch and you got to learn when to ditch. And getting hooked up to the wrong people will wear you out. And you just heard from an entrepreneur, a successful entrepreneur, that her secret sauce is learning who her client is and who she wants to work with and who she doesn't. And I'll tell you what, you do not want your entrepreneurial venture to be a job. That's why you went into working for yourself, being your own boss, being your own person. And so you wouldn't have to work for people you don't like and you don't want. And when you're an entrepreneur, you're working for your clients. Those are your bosses. And so you need to be very selective of who you work for. And that way you're going to produce a better product because it's a joint venture. You're wanting to go in and do this together because you have a sort of a commonality. And that's awesome. Good stuff. Let me ask you this. What is a resource that you use every day in your business that you would like to share? So I like using Evernote. I use Canva. You know, those are some of the resources, the free resources out there that I find myself using every single day. Do you have any resources like that that you could share with our audience?
Yes, absolutely. My entire life is organized in Trello. There's a lot of project management tools out there. Trello is free. Trello is very visual and friendly for teams. It's the tool I use to manage that team of 20 writers. It's the tool I use to manage my digital team today. It also cuts down on emails because now I just have to log into Trello and see what I've been tagged in or what's been marked in the folder, you know, for Laura's review. makes my life a lot easier and keeps everybody on the same page.
Awesome. Trello. And you can get that at Trello.com, I assume?
Yeah. And the cool thing about it is you can set up as many boards as you want. You can set up one for your personal life, for your business, client by client project. It's really has a lot of power for a free tool.
Awesome. Awesome. So listen, you TW3 members out there and trainers and consultants that are managing sub-affiliates under you that are helping you build your business, that is a great resource she just shared that you could use to manage those affiliates and those different projects that you're working on for different clients. So absolutely good stuff, good stuff. Last question. What is your favorite book that has either illustrated, inspired, or informed you as an entrepreneur?
I have to refer back here to a classic, you know, the first one that really opened my eyes. And he has a sort of real strong personality that, you know, you can take or leave, but the material is gold. And that's Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Workweek. Just so powerful to think about the power of outsourcing, the fact that we're so tethered to email and how to break that addiction. So implementing some of the lessons from that book really helped me turn my business around.
Awesome. I love Tim Ferriss. I've read that book. And guys, if you want a free copy of that book, you can go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audio download because I know that one's actually on there. And it is a wonderful, wonderful book. And so you guys check that out. That talking about outsourcing and leveraging the skills and talents of other people to scale your business, that's the wonderful world we live in. For these digital-based entrepreneurial franchises and agencies. Well, Laura, you have been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So that was Laura Pennington with the BetterBizAcademy.com. Laura Pennington with the BetterBizAcademy.com, showing you how on the management side of your business, there's going to be times where there's just a lot of tedious tasks about managing your business. Why not go ahead and outsource that? And then when it comes to the front end of your business, getting in front of new clients, finding new clients, drilling down and getting your product, good or service in front of them, that's what you can use digital tools like the voice broadcast dialer system that we have, like the bulk text and bulk emailer, like the blogs, like the webinars, like the podcast, like all of these different digital engagement tools. Those are how you automate and you scale your business through automation and through digital products, softwares, and services. And then once you have gathered the business, you can outsource managing the business with a VA. I use VAs all the time for different, you know, services, for different support systems that I need, for accounting, for all of the things that go into managing a business. You cannot be and do everything. And trying to do that will lead you to just absolute burnout. So get a good VA, someone that you can trust. And there's no better resource that I have found than working with Laura at BetterBizAcademy.com. And she can help you, show you 70 different tasks that you can outsource, all the way from graphic designs to, I know a lot of you guys are managing a blog. If you want to outsource some of the blogging and not use the actual curator and maybe outsource some original content you want to put together, there is a perfect way that you can outsource that. Okay. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook if you want to get a free audio book of Tim Ferriss. That 4-Hour Work Week is a very, very good resource. And so that's a great resource there. And again, Laura's website is betterbizacademy.com. So check her out. She's a wonderful person to work with. Until next time, this is Terry Wilson with terrywilson3.com. Check us out online and let's take your business, your life, everything you do to the next level. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.